Are you against cameras in the courtroom like Justice Rehnquist was?
Well, you know, my my new best friend, Senator Thompson, assures me that television cameras are nothing to be afraid of. I don't have a set view on that. I do think it's something that I would want to listen to the views of, if I were confirmed, to my colleagues.
I would suggest then to the chairman that we move quickly on that bill before he's got an opinion on it.
And with that, John Roberts responded to the perennial question asked of Supreme Court justice nominees: do you support TV cameras in the court? On September 14th, 2005, it was Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, doing the asking. John Roberts was nominated by President George W. Bush to replace William Rehnquist as Chief Justice. You heard Judge Roberts mention Senator Thompson. He was referring to the man sitting behind him and offering political advice for his nomination. Former Senator Fred Thompson, a Republican from Tennessee. Fred Thompson was also an actor. He starred in the TV show Law & Order and movies like No Way Out, Hunt for Red October, and Die Hard 2. Every current justice has been asked during his or her confirmation hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee, do you support putting TV cameras in the Supreme Court? In this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, as we settle in for the next Supreme Court justice nomination hearing, we'll hear all of their answers, or more accurately, non-answers, or even more accurately still, positive answers which really haven't mattered.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
In January 2022, Justice Stephen Breyer announced he would depart the Supreme Court, pending approval of his replacement. The hearing for the nomination of President Biden's pick to take his place, Ketanji Brown Jackson, begins March 21st. With history as a guide, she likely will be asked for her position on cameras in the court. Just like Stephen Breyer was asked in his confirmation hearing after his nomination by President Clinton. On July 17, 1994, Senator Herb Kohl, a Democrat from Wisconsin, posed the question.
Judge Breyer, yesterday you said that televising Supreme Court oral arguments might be a good idea. And I've been a supporter of more radio and TV coverage in the federal courts. I believe that if we had C-SPAN channel for the Supreme Court, then it would help Americans better appreciate their legal system. So, Judge Breyer, on this area, did you watch any of the O.J. Simpson hearing on TV? And if you did,
yes.
What are your thoughts on whether televising a hearing of this sort will have a negative effect on a defendant's right to an impartial jury?
Let me not talk about the particular case. And let me think about things that were in my mind a year ago or 2 years ago, well before that particular matter arose. At that time, I voted in favor in the judicial conference of experimenting with television in the courtroom. That has been carried out. The results are being evaluated. In Massachusetts, television is in the courtroom. The Massachusetts judges I've spoken to seem generally satisfied. The results of that are being evaluated in the federal system. My particular appeals court was not part of the experiment, but not for want of willingness. It was because they could only have a small number. That's the circumstance in which I think my vote in favor of the experiment was right as of this moment. Abstracting from this particular case and putting myself back in the frame of mind I was 2 or 3 months ago in respect to this. That's basically my view.
And I appreciate that comment.
You heard Senator Kohl mention O.J. Simpson. A few weeks before Judge Breyer's appearance in the Senate, a probable cause hearing had been held to decide whether to bring football star and actor O.J. Simpson to trial for two murders. Senator Kohl made another reference to a pop culture celebrity in an earlier nomination hearing. September 13, 1991, the hearing for President George H.W. Bush's pick for the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas. In this clip, you'll hear Senator Kohl ask the cameras question. He'll mention then Chief Justice Rehnquist and mention from the then hit TV show People's Court, Judge Joseph Wapner.
If you had to make a judgment, yes or no, would you support the experimentation at the very least with the cameras in the Supreme Court? After all, as you know, virtually everybody in this country knows who Judge Wapner is, and no one knows who Chief Justice Rehnquist is. Can we do something about that?
Maybe we should give Chief Judge Rehnquist his own sitcom. Senator, I too watch C-SPAN, and as a citizen have had the same reaction. It's a wonderful opportunity to see our governmental processes at the national level disseminated over the entire country. With respect to the court systems, the only reservation that I would have is that it not be disruptive of the exchange between the court and the individuals who appear before the court. It's a different environment, particularly at the appellate level, than perhaps at the trial court level. But I have no objection beyond a concern that that the cameras in the courtroom be unobtrusive unobtrusive as possible. Of course, that's just my own reaction. I have not looked at that in detail.
The Clarence Thomas hearing got a mention 15 years later when the cameras question was asked during another Supreme Court justice confirmation hearing. January 11, 2006, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter is questioning George W. Bush's nominee, Samuel Alito. As you'll hear, Senator Specter's question involves Clarence Thomas, Fox News, and the football team now known as the Washington Commanders, then the Washington Redskins.
Brett Hume was on Fox News talking about going to a Redskins game in 1991 when Justice Thomas was being confirmed and how he had his ear sets on to listen to the proceedings. I think Senator Leahy was questioning Professor Hill at that particular time. But how about it? Why shouldn't the Supreme Court be open to the public with television?
Well, I had the opportunity to deal with this issue actually in relation to my own court. A number of years ago, all the courts of appeals were given the authority to allow their oral arguments to be televised if they wanted, and we had a debate within our court about whether we should allow television cameras in our courtroom, and I argued that we should do it. I thought that it would be a useful
education.
Really?
You've taken a position on this issue?
Well, I did, and this was one of the matters on which I ended up in dissent in my court. I think the majority was fearful that our Nielsen numbers would be in
Could
the negative.
Could you promise the same result? Could you promise the same result if confirmed to be a dissenter? Were the court allowed TV?
Be careful how you answer.
Be careful how you answer everything, as you have been.
The issue is a little bit different on the Supreme Court, and it would be presumptuous for me to talk about it right now, particularly since I think at least one of the justices has said that a television camera would make its way into the Supreme Court courtroom over his dead body, so I wouldn't want to comment
Justice,
on it.
Justice Souter, but quite a few of his colleagues have been on television. Well, let me ask you this, Judge Alito. I know what the answer will be with 7 seconds left. Will you keep an open mind?
I will keep an open mind, despite the position I took on the Third Circuit.
Open mind, indeed. The exact same words later from Neil Gorsuch. He was President Trump's first of 3 nominees for the Supreme Court. During his March 22, 2017 confirmation hearing, Neil Gorsuch gets the cameras question from Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota. At the end of this clip, you'll hear Senator Klobuchar invoke Justice David Souter, who was famously and adamantly against cameras in the Supreme Court.
So what is your opinion on having cameras in the Supreme Court?
Senator, that's a very important question. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss it with you. I come to it with an open mind. It's not a question that I confess I've given a great deal of thought to. I've experienced more cameras in the last few weeks than I have in my whole lifetime, mm-hmm. by a long, long way. I got to admit, the lights in my eyes are a bit blinding sometimes. So I'd have to get used to that.
But would you favor it or not?
Senator, I would treat it like I would any other case or controversy. That's what I could commit to you, that I would want to hear the arguments. I know there are justices on both sides of this issue, right?
Yeah, I think Justice Souter said over his dead body that they have cameras. But I was hoping that things have changed.
Justice David Souter got another mention on October 14th, 2020. Here, Senator Grassley is questioning President Trump's third pick for the court, Amy Coney Barrett. Be on the lookout again for the phrase, open mind.
Another interest of mine that I probably at 87 years of age won't live long enough to see done, but I've discussed cameras in the courtroom and introduced legislation on that over the last 15 years. It's not a very popular subject. Judge Souter joked that he'd have to roll over in his dead body before they'd put cameras on the Supreme Court. While I can respect that point of view, I totally disagree. Many of us believe that allowing cameras in the courtroom would open the courts to the public and bring about a better understanding of the judiciary. For many years, that bill that I've introduced has been called the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act, a bill to give judges the discretion to allow media coverage of federal court proceedings. I'm also a co-sponsor of Senator Durbin's bill to allow cameras in the Supreme Court. I understand that the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, where you currently serve, adopted procedures to allow requests for video recording of oral arguments, as well as public release of the recordings.
That's correct.
Has your court had any problems with these procedures? What are your views on allowing cameras in the courtroom? If confirmed, would you keep an open mind about allowing cameras in the Supreme Court?
I would certainly keep an open mind about allowing cameras in the Supreme Court.
Open mind again on September 6, 2018. This time, Senator Charles Grassley says it when he asks Brett Kavanaugh, President Trump's second pick for the Supreme Court, about cameras.
Would you keep an open mind on cameras in the courtroom? Or if you have strongly held views on it, don't be afraid to tell me.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your longstanding interest in the issue and transparency for the courts, of course. And I'll tell you what we've done on my court briefly and then tell you some general thoughts going forward if I were to be confirmed. On our court, we've gone from audio release at some date late, much later. Then we went to audio release same week. Then we went to audio release same day. And now we are allowing audio to go out live with the oral arguments. And that process has been one in which the judges have learned, experienced, and become comfortable with the additional transparency that's become in the same time audio over time, and that process has worked well in our court. On the Supreme Court, I think the best approach for me is to listen to the views of people like yourself, Mr. Chairman, and others I know who are interested in that, to learn if I were to be confirmed from the experience there and to see what the experience there is like, to listen to the justices currently on the Supreme Court. As I've said, be part of a team of nine. Well, I'd want to learn from the other justices what they think about this, because several of them, as you know well, Mr. Chairman, when they are in my seat, expressed support for the idea of cameras for oral arguments, and then when they were there for a few years, switched their position after experiencing it. So I'd want to talk to them why that position.
Probably the most succinct answer to the cameras question was offered by Sonia Sotomayor, President Barack Obama's Supreme Court Justice nominee. Here's her exchange with Senator Herb Kohl on July 14th, 2009.
Let's talk a little bit about cameras in the court. You sit on a court of appeals which does allow cameras in the court, and from all indications, your experience with it has not been negative. In fact, I understand it's been somewhat positive. So, How would you feel about allowing cameras in the Supreme Court where the country would have a chance to view discussions and arguments about the most important issues that the Supreme Court decides with respect to our Constitution, our rights, and our future?
I have had positive experiences with cameras when I have been asked to join experiments of using cameras in the courtroom. I have participated. I have volunteered.
To this day, the Supreme Court does not allow TV coverage of its oral arguments. But let's end this journey through confirmation hearing history on a hopeful note. For our final example of current Supreme Court justices being asked about cameras in the court, let's go back to June 29, 2010. Senator Herb Kohl is questioning Barack Obama's nominee, Elena Kagan.
General Kagan, how do you feel about permitting cameras in the Supreme Court for oral arguments?
Well, Senator Kohl, this is actually something that I spoke about when I was as Solicitor General before I was ever nominated to this court. So I have expressed a view on this question, and I recognize that some members of the court have a different view. And certainly when and if I get to the court, I will talk with them about that question. But I have said that I think it would be a terrific thing to have cameras in the courtroom. And the reason, I think, is as when you see what happens there, it's an inspiring sight. And I guess I talked about this a little bit in my opening statement yesterday. I basically attend every Supreme Court argument. You know, once a month I argue before the court. When I'm not arguing, I'm sitting in the front row watching some member of my office or somebody else argue. And it's an incredible sight because all nine justices, they're so prepared, they're so smart, they're so thorough, they're so engaged. The questioning is rapid fire. You're really seeing an institution of government at work, I think, in a really admirable way. And so I think, and of course the issues are important ones. I mean, not some of them will put you to sleep, you know, but a lot of them the American people should be really concerned about and should be interested in. And so I think it would be a great thing for the institution, and more important, I think it would be a great thing for the American people.
Turns out a majority of the American people agree with now Justice Elena Kagan. C-SPAN just released a survey of American attitudes about the Supreme Court. In March 2022, we polled over 1,000 likely voters. When asked whether the U.S. Supreme Court should allow television coverage of its oral arguments, nearly two-thirds, 65% of those surveyed agreed, yes, it should. Then the survey asked, would allowing television coverage of Supreme Court oral arguments build trust in the court's process and the rulings it makes? 70% said yes, TV coverage would build trust. What will President Biden's Supreme Court justice nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, say when asked the camera's question in her confirmation hearing? Watch C-SPAN's coverage to find out. Don't miss the opportunity. You may not get a chance to see her in a Supreme Court oral argument. That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. A reminder that you could do your own searches in the C-SPAN video library. You could even hear some earlier Supreme Court justices talk about cameras in the court. Just go to cspan.org and use a search bar on top. No fee, no registration, but lots of cameras. Thanks for listening, and happy searching.